Hi, welcome to Bookie, which unlock big ideas from world bestsellers in audio, text, and mind map. Please download Bookie at Apple Store or Google Play with more features. Get your free mind snack now. The book we are unlocking today is The Richest Man in Babylon. In the annals of history, Babylon was no doubt a shining star. It had gold and jewels in abundance, and rich people could be found everywhere. You may think the wealth was due to its natural advantages, just as the wealth of the United Arab Emirates is related to its oil abundance today. On the contrary, Babylon was situated in a barren, arid valley near the Euphrates. The natural environment was extremely harsh. There was nothing of value, and it was not along any of the main trade routes. Many wealthy Babylonians were not born rich, and Babylon's success was not a gift from heaven. The success was the result of the hard work based on the wisdom of the Babylonians through generations. As Babylonians, their priority was to learn how to become wealthy. The king of Babylon once ordered the establishment of a lecture hall that could hold 100 people, so that the richest man in Babylon, Arkad, could teach people the secrets of getting rich. Arkad shared all the lessons learned over the years and asked those in the lecture hall to pass those lessons on to others. Good things never go out of style, and these self-made ways of making money still work in today's world. In 1934, a couple of archaeology professors at the University of Nottingham translated the cuneiform script on 5 unearthed Babylonian clay tablets. By doing so, they learned the astonishing secret of how an ancient Babylonian slave paid off his debts. They tried out the method written on these tablets, and they not only paid off old debts, but also accumulated a considerable amount of savings. This ancient wisdom we just mentioned came from the richest man in Babylon. The book uses fables to narrate the path to success from some of Babylon's super rich. The author of this book, George S. Klassen, was a famous American businessman and writer in the 20th century. He once published the first road atlas of the United States and Canada and had quite deep experience in the publishing industry. He was also a master of wealth management, known as the pioneer of modern wealth management education. Starting in 1926, Klassen published a series of wealth management pamphlets, using ancient Babylonian fables to illustrate his views. The pamphlets caused a stir in the banking industry and the insurance industry. They soon became familiar to millions of people and were later published together in the book The Richest Man in Babylon. The book has been translated into many languages and still sells well today. In this bookie, we will reveal the secrets of Babylon's riches in 3 parts. Part 1, how to accumulate the first bucket of gold. Part 2, how to make money work for you. Part 3, how to keep your money. First of all, you must have seed capital to become a rich man. Therefore, you need to save the first bucket of gold. However, money doesn't just come from nowhere. We can't wait for the money to come to us, so we have to take the initiative to find it. So it is a required course to study the way to make money. Remember the richest man in Babylon, Arkad, who we mentioned in the beginning? He was not born with a silver spoon in his mouth, nor was he a brilliant genius. The reason he became the richest man was because he had a strong desire for wealth and actively sought ways to make money. When Arkad was young, he worked long hours as a scribe in the Hall of Records. He carved letters on clay tablets for a piteous salary that left him little left over after paying for living expenses. However, he always had the dream of getting rich. He found that good things made him happy, and that having wealth enabled him to have those good things. Therefore, he made up his mind to be a rich man in the future. Great thoughts become great deeds only when they are put into action. So Arkad took every opportunity to learn how to make money. Opportunities always come to those who are prepared. One day, his chance came when he was lucky enough to meet the most important mentor in his life, a moneylender named Algamish. One day, Algamish ordered a copy of the 9th law from Arkad, demanding Arkad complete it within 2 days. However, the 9th law was so long that Arkad could not finish it on time. Arkad promised that if Algamish told him how to become a rich man, he would work all night and finish the clay tablets by the morning. After a sleepless night at work, Arkad finished his job well, and Algamish was satisfied. Algamish told Arkad that I found the road to wealth when I decided that a part of all I earned was mine to keep, and so will you. What does this mean? Algamish was telling him how to get rich, save 1/10 of what you earn every time you get paid, and use that money to make money again. Let the money grow, and you will have an infinite amount of wealth. By the way, the method of saving 1/10 of your income each month is also advocated by another book, The Road to Financial Freedom, which was unlocked in another bookie. Arkad was skeptical, but decided to give it a try. After all, this approach had turned Algamish from a shepherd into a moneylender, and the power of an example is endless. Every day after that, Arkad kept telling himself that he would keep a portion of his income for himself. He repeated this simple sentence every morning when he got up, at noon, and in the evening until it stuck in his mind. Over the next 4 years, he learned the logic of building wealth through trial and error. If you need jewelry advice, go to a jeweler. If you want to know about sheep, you'd better ask a shepherd. He also learned to seize any opportunity to make money because opportunity is a goddess of arrogance. She will not waste time on those who are unprepared. Arkad's 4 years of experience showed him that wealth can grow anywhere with hard work. Moreover, the growth of wealth is like magic, and no one can foresee its limits. In this way, Arkad found a way to make money. When Arkad finished his studies, he was so recognized and trusted by Algamish that Algamish decided to become his business partner. Algamish also asked Arkad to help manage his huge business. When Arkad took over Algamish's business, he lived up to the promise. He quickly developed it with his own experience and wisdom, and became wealthy. When Algamish died, Arkad legally inherited part of his inheritance and became one of the Babylon's richest men. From a scribe to the richest man in Babylon, Arkad gave us a perfect illustration of an ordinary person's change of fate. Many rich Babylonians were not born with money, nor did they rely on luck. Only those who were eager for wealth and worked hard to learn how to make money could realize their dream of becoming rich. In addition to studying the way to make money, we should also learn how to save money. We must persevere in accumulating money, even a little can become a lot. In this era of extreme material abundance and oversupply, it is indeed not easy for people to save money in the face of a wide range of commodity advertisements and easy access to credit lines. These things are also why many high-paid white-collar workers and even gold-collars still rely on credit to live. Therefore, it's not that the more you earn, the more you can save. It's about a specific approach. Let's see how Arkad did it. Scrupulously following Algamish's method, Arkad saved 1/10 of his income each time. His purse started fattening day by day. Some might ask, is it that simple? Sure, it sounds easy, but it's not that simple in practice. At first, Arkad could not resist buying good things to reward himself. Later, when he made money, he bought himself many luxuries. He was excoriated by Algamish, who felt that he had no right to enjoy and spend until he had great wealth. Eventually, the idea of saving money prevailed, and Arkad resisted temptations. As the golden rule of the book suggests, gold cometh gladly in an increasing quantity to any man who will put by not less than 1/10 or his earnings to create an estate for his future and that or his family. In addition to studying how to make money and learning how to save money, we must keep improving our ability to accumulate the first bucket of gold. Arkad used to teach people how to accumulate wealth in a lecture hall. He once talked about a young man who had borrowed money from him because the young man's income was too little to live on, let alone to save. Arkad told him that he needed to improve his ability to earn money rather than live on borrowed money. The young man said that he had asked the slave owner for a raise 6 times in 2 months, but was rejected every time. Arkad told the young man that he had earned very little when he began as a scribe, and that he became more skilled as he practiced his skill more. He made more than all the others before long, and there was no need to ask for a raise. Therefore, building wealth is not just about saving money. It's also about perfecting your skills at work, striving for promotions and raises. We have finished the first part, so let's do a quick summary. To become rich, we must first have an initial accumulation of money. Therefore, we need to actively seek and learn how to make money rather than sitting back and enjoy rewards. Second, we need to get a knack for saving money so that we can quickly accumulate it regardless of our income. Finally, more preparation may quicken the speed of doing work. We should constantly polish our skills and improve our ability to make money. Increase income and reduce expenses, so we will be closer to becoming a rich man. Today we are just sharing limited content. To unlock more key insights of world-class bestseller, please download our app. Just search for BOOKEY at Apple Store or Google Play. Get your free mind snack now.